Hello and welcome to my podcast today. We're going to be talking about socialism and the implications of that. And I have a guest here with me today, and her name is Lexi. Hey Lexi, welcome to the show. I have just one question for you right now. What does socialism mean to you?
I think to me socialism is where a community all works, and then all of the resources, I guess you could say, is all distributed evenly, so everyone is on the same playing field.
That's not too far off. The internet defines socialism as a range of economic and social systems characterized by social ownership of the means of production and workers' self-management, as well as the political theories and movements associated with them. Social ownership can be public, collective, or cooperative ownership, or citizen ownership of equity. So essentially, like you said, the government distributes it in a way that is equal to all people, so that we don't have a system of rich people paying lower amounts of tax and poor people paying higher amounts of tax, and just distributing that in an even manner. So a big part of socialism is increased tax rates so we can fund government programs to take care of society and kind of bring that equality around to everybody and have accessibility to medical for people. What do you think about the higher tax rate and its implications in America?
Honestly, it would discourage me from working hard, because if all my money's going to get taken anyway and everybody is going to end up getting the same programs regardless, well, I wouldn't really want to work hard and make money for it to just be taken away.
So a big part of socialism is increased tax rates so we can fund government programs to take care of society and kind of bring that equality around to everybody and have accessibility to medical for people. What do you think about the higher tax rate and its implications in America?
Honestly, it would discourage me from working hard, because if all my money's going to get taken anyway and everybody is going to end up getting the same programs regardless, well, I wouldn't really want to work hard and make money for it to just be taken away.
So you made the comment that you wouldn't want to just work hard to, if you knew all your money was being dumped into taxes at such a high rate, and that can be alarming for a lot of people. But do you think this current capitalistic society is succeeding in opposition to, say, socialism?
I think that we could do better. However, I don't think socialism is the answer. I personally think that perhaps a flat tax rate that's based on a percentage would be better. Every single human who is working gets taxed, say, 5% for this or 10% for that. So that is, in my opinion, more equal. And then we all get to work hard to make more money, because it's all just based on a percentage. You still are taking more home at the end of the day.
So, Lexi, based on what you were saying, do you think it is possible for, say, socialist aspects to exist in a capitalistic society?
Perhaps. I have seen one aspect of, or one area where socialism does succeed very well, and that is in the Catholic Church. They work very hard, they take what they need, and they give everything back. However, that would assume that society would be completely selfless and loving towards others. And we all know that humans don't really work like that.
So my final question for you today is, if theoretically we had to switch over to socialism and capitalism and there were no implications of that, and it was just a magic switch to socialism, do you think we as a country could survive and maybe even thrive off of socialism?
I think certain people would thrive and certain people would not. Again, knowing someone like me who works very hard to be able to support myself and to be able to have the things that I have, it would make me want to not work hard. However, there could be some people who can't catch a break and they have been working hard. It would help them. It would also help the people who have been lazy. So I don't think there's a clear-cut answer to this question. If we magically just all had to, I'm sure we would make it work, but I don't think it would maybe work as good as what we have now. Not that now is the best thing. It certainly needs improvements, but I think it might be a little bit better than socialism.
So we have a surprise final guest, and it's my friend Sammy. Welcome to the show, Sammy. My question for you today is, do you think that socialism can exist in America in line with our country's beliefs?
Do I think that socialism could exist in America in line with our country's beliefs? I'm going to say no. I think that in this idea of socialism, it sounds great, but when we look at America as a whole and how we act towards each other and the separation that we have, even to this day, I think we've gotten better, but there's still so many things like African Americans and, you know, equal rights for women and so many things that if we tried to work together as a community and were able to be in charge of our own things instead of the government, it might work for a little bit, but over time, I think we would all end up screwing ourselves, just to be honest. I think we should have less government activity, but definitely not socialism. Just saying.
I want to thank everybody for coming on to my show today and answering my questions and just chatting about socialism with me today. Seems like there is a big fear of government and their involvement in America and how our society currently functioning. So that was kind of interesting to hear from both of my guests. And another thing was that socialism, out of interviewing two young people, is not highly idolized by the youth. And Bernie Sanders ran such a successful campaign with about 2 million followers of people under the age of 30. So that was another interesting takeaway. I'd like to take this moment to thank everyone for tuning into my podcast today on socialism. Hopefully you learned a few things and got to hear some opinions from some good people. And thanks again.